Good morning again.
Good morning.
As Bob said, my name is Emily Watkins. I'm the newest member of the worship committee. So far, I have only filled in once as worship associate, so I'm still new to being here at the pulpit. At the time of organizing my thoughts for today, I assumed I would feel a bit nervous. I do. But I also knew that I would look out into this room and feel only love and support. None of you are particularly scary looking. Oh, except for Nay. Returning to the Emerson quotation from the beginning of the service, how many we sit with in church, whom, though silently, we warmly rejoice to be with. Nearly every week I see you, and I warmly rejoice to be with you. Thank you for the opportunity to share my thoughts and introduce our worship committee. Our theme today is the worship committee. What the heck is it? I'd like to take a step back from that and ask, worship, what the heck is it? I expect there are as many answers to this question as there are people in the room, and I love that. Many of you put in a lot of time answering this sort of question. In contrast, when the committee asked if I would speak today, I realized that although I've been attending services at Star King Church for over a year now, when friends and family ask about my experience here, I rarely use the word worship. From my religious background, worship still feels like it means something specific, the attitude and actions one owes a deity. Unitarian Universalism is slowly opening up my idea of worship. Part of our mission statement here at Star King is that we strive to foster respect and compassion for all people and a reverence for nature. Respect and reverence, not for a deity or not only for a deity, but for everything that gives our life its deepest meaning and highest purpose. Each worship service has its own call to our authentic selves, though we may sometimes be too exhausted, discouraged, or numb to feel it. At these times, we still have the comfort of togetherness. In the last year, we've had services when there wasn't a dry eye in the room as we mourned for appalling tragedies in the world. But we've also rediscovered ourselves and connected with each other in dance, song, meditation, laughter, in words of reverence for nature and our many, many other passions. So many times I have been in awe of the talent and enthusiasm our members share here at Star King and out in an unjust but beautiful world. Whatever it means to you personally, I am grateful to worship alongside you. I would conclude here, but this service is about how all this comes together. A behind-the-scenes look at the dedicated worship committee members who every single week make sure we have music, flowers, decorations, ushers, worship associates, guest speakers, functioning sound equipment, and translate all the details and rituals into a service that both comforts and challenges us as worshipers. They do all this and make sure we aren't running late for snacks and coffee. I am so pleased to introduce Betsy Dye, Bob Meyerson, Al Murdoch, and Glenn Jacobs as our worship committee representatives today. They will be speaking from their unique perspectives about the history, purpose, and perhaps closely guarded mysteries of the committee. My hope for today is that you all feel renewed mindfulness about why and how we worship, and even more gratitude for the people who make it happen. Blessed be.
A lot of papers up here, oi. Okay, morning, I'm Betsy Dye. Some of you may know me. I've been here a very long time. As my parents, Jack and Kathy Dye, were one of the founding members of this church in 1954. So I'm going to talk a little about the history of this committee. In the early days of the Star King Unitarian Fellowship, as it was before it was a church, my father, Jack Dye, was in charge of the Sunday program. He often read or had others read sermons from Unitarian ministers from around the country, and he presented in the pulpit a combination of guest ministers, congregants, and students from the Star King UU School in Berkeley. My mother was in charge of publicity and greeting people at the door, so most of the time we were the first to arrive and open and unlock the doors. Getting up early on Sunday morning, something we did. When we got our first minister in 1962, the minister was in charge of the Sunday program. As we became a church, the minister was he's definitely what we needed. He would do basically most of the stuff that our program director would do, but I'm sure we helped out. I was very young at the time, so I don't remember too much about that. But over the years, the name of this committee has changed. I think it was probably called the Sunday Program, then the Sunday Service Committee, the Sunday Setup, and finally the Worship Committee. When I started on the committee, it was more of a Sunday setup because our minister at the time, Reverend Mark Bellatini, really did pretty much everything himself. We as a committee were there to set up folding chairs. Before we had these chairs, we had folding chairs, and put out the songbooks, make sure that the baskets got put around for offertory. We had a lot of great interns at that time, so I'm sure they helped Mark out a lot. But later, especially when Reverend Katie Kendarian was our minister, she wanted more participation and help with the service, so we came up with the Worship Associate. Each service would have a worship associate assigned. We helped with setting up the area, helped with the readings, announcements, various things while she was in the pulpit. But when we had a guest speaker or a lay-led service, the worship committee had a lot more to do. We would contact the guest speaker, put together the order service, get a hold of the person that was doing the music, and make sure they have the hymns. And many times, we would put on services ourselves or help others in our church. Our church family put on lay-led services. Sometimes it was hard to get worship associates, as when years back, we went to two services per Sunday. So we had to get double the number. I think that only lasted maybe a year or two. We went back to one service. As times when the minister was on vacation or sabbatical, we would set up a committee to deal with the heavy load. I think this was when Mark was the minister. We had a committee called the Estival Committee. I remember Natalie was on that committee, and basically we would do the summer programs. Mark would do the rest of the year. This committee would just do the summer. We also had a committee for the sabbatical committee, where we got a lot of different guest speakers. Next page. As the years went along, we incorporated our sound people and ushers. I remember way back when all we had was a piano and an old stereo. So you could play the piano or you could play a record many times, as Mark would say. If it wasn't the first cut on the record, it was always difficult for the sound person to get the needle on the right spot. to get to the right song. He complained that he was running out of records with just the first song that would be appropriate. Of course, this is way before we had cassette players and CD machines and now iPods and this beautiful sound booth that we have back here. Now with our new minister, Reverend Maria Christina, the committee has evolved into working much closer with the minister. Reverend Maria Christina has a meeting with each of the worship associates before the service and goes over all the details, and we are very much involved in all the services with guests and with our ministers. Our typical once-a-month meeting involves talking about nuts and bolts, you know, what's working, what's not working, what needs to be improved, dealing with the budget. Our budget has been about $2,600 for the last few years, as most outside speakers get $250 per Sunday plus mileage. And then we usually do scheduling at the end. Scheduling is who's going to lead the service, who will be the worship associate, who's going to do the story, music, sound associate. I myself have led services in the past and been worship associate, but now I concentrate a little more on the budget and making sure that we have a sound person for each service. So this is a little background on how the worship committee has evolved and some of what we do. And if this is something that interests you, please join us. We meet on the third Thursday of the month at 7 o'clock. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Betsy. My wife and I came to this church early in 2001. Didn't know exactly what we were getting into, just thought we ought to have a place to go on Sunday mornings, and I had known a little bit about Unitarians and Universalists through contacts throughout my life. Someone once told me, "You're there, but you just don't know it yet." And it took a lot of years, but I'm here. Shortly after coming here, someone suggested I might find the worship committee to be a good outlet for whatever energies or abilities that I might have. It's now 17 years later, and I'm still here. During that time, I've served twice as chair of the committee and now as liaison to the bi-monthly staff meetings with the minister, director of religious exploration, music coordinators, and professionals. I guess I never wanted any other church responsibilities and honestly feel that this committee has so many seen and unseen responsibilities that it's where I want to use my energies. With that preface, I would urge you, especially newer members, looking for a way to serve, to consider giving the worship committee a look. Any of our members would be glad to answer questions about the various aspects of the committee. I use the term various aspects advisedly. From the people sitting in the congregation, what's up front is obvious. But there is a lot more happening. Some of our committee membership never appear at the pulpit. But the themes, timing, planning, and physical setup make what does appear up here possible. The worship committee meets in the office conference room on the third Thursday of each month at 7 p.m. That's this week. Every church member is invited to join us, even just to give us a look one time. And if the interest is there, we welcome new members. And please keep in mind that while there is no set ritual for joining, so there is no set procedure if one decides to unjoin. There's much to do, and as much and as little time as you might have. I can only speak from experience. Your satisfaction will at least match and probably far exceed your participation. I know mine has. Thank you. Now we'd like to invite up for another testimonial another member of our worship committee, Al Murdoch. I know I saw him. Oh, there he is.
Well, as Bob mentioned, I'm Al Murdoch. My remarks will be brief. I'm a relatively new member of the worship committee. I've been a member now about a year or so. And for me, it's an important committee. I think that a church like this, which is congregationally led, as opposed to other churches, which might be minister-led or clerically led, makes it this committee especially valuable because we can plan services that appeal to the whole membership. We try to anyway, and that involve the membership and increase their understanding of Unitarian Universalism and its history and so forth. I think that it is a valuable committee for anyone to consider. Very important. Worship is the only time, really, during the week that the whole congregation has a chance to meet together. During the rest of the week, we're scattered here and there in different activities, but we come together at least once a week for an hour or so for worship, and that not only is to lift our hearts, but to involve us in meeting with each other, getting to know each other, and joining in each other's own ambitions to preserve and strengthen this faith. So I would encourage all of you to consider it, and I think it's a very important function for this church. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm Glenn. And when we do this kind of service where several people speak... speak clearly and etc. Usually we don't share ahead of time what each person is going to say, so I'm going last today, and I find that what I'm going to say closely reflects, kind of underlines what some other people have said, especially something Emily said. So anyway, today's testimonials are sort of a who and why of worship committee. I've been trying to remember how long I have been on the committee, and I found something that I wrote 10 years ago. In it, I mentioned that I had been on the committee for around a year and a half, so it's been going on about 12 years now. I'm very proud of the things that I have been able to do and have learned while on this committee. I was there when we developed our mission statement, which is, the worship committee's mission is to enhance the worship life of the church. This is accomplished through the support of the professional ministry, with preparation, research, assistance, and the co-creation of lay-led ministry. Being on the committee has given me the opportunity to use my creativity to contribute to many services and to help formulate the very essence of what we do in worship. Of course, everything that comes from the pulpit is under the control, or at least the guidance, of the settled minister. But we have been given great latitude in creating lay-led services. They must be appropriate for the church and adhere in one way or another to the general feeling of worship and spirituality. During the summer, we have many opportunities to create, to contribute, to share, and to enjoy being deeply involved in what happens here on Sunday mornings. I was looking through my notes, and I found something that I had written for the first lay service that I ever led. This was from 2008, and it was called Why Worship? Some of you who know me or those I've spoken to before know that when I was a kid, my family did not belong to any church, and that I really did not have any religious experience or knowledge. So it's not surprising that I could have been at that time in my late 40s and still not really understand what the word worship meant. At the time, I had been a worship associate several times, but never a worship leader. This question of what worship means interested me. And so I went through the steps of writing that homily. Prior to being at this church, I'd always assumed that worship meant praise. Like getting down on one's knees and worshiping some divine entity. I was not comfortable with this. According to the dictionary, there are many definitions of worship, all the way from praising God to simply attending church. So being part of worship committee led me on a path that furthered my own understanding of what church meant. What worship means. Being part of this committee allowed me not only to help and serve the church, but along the way it also helped and served me. Our committee is a really good group. Our meetings are generally very friendly and lively. The minister discusses upcoming services as well as matters important to the worship life of the church in general. When it comes to lay-led services, we bounce around ideas for possible topics. Sometimes a member has a great idea and a burning desire to develop and lead a service. Other times we come up with rough ideas that need to be discussed and fleshed out. Occasionally we can only come up with a flimsy idea and then scramble to make it into something meaningful or at least interesting. There were even some disagreements about this service that you are hearing today. How many speakers do we want? How long should they speak? Some people wanted there to be fewer speakers and each testimonial be longer. Some thought several very short speeches would be better. How many hymns do we want? Who will choose the story for all ages? Who will put together the order of service? Who will select the chalice lighting words? What should be on the bulletin cover? All of these decisions are either made by a single service leader or by input from the entire committee. It is usually a harmonious process, but not always. Being on this committee is fun and challenging. You can be involved a lot or just throw in an idea now and then. We take turns chairing meetings and taking the minutes. We bring our thoughts, our opinions, our experience, and our ideas to the group. The results are what you see here on Sunday mornings. I think we do a pretty good job. If you disagree, please join us. Make us better. We would love to hear your ideas too. Thank you.